This is North Shore Today. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore. It's a Monday morning and leading up to the big Columbus Day weekend this weekend. And the Topsfield Fair is underway. So the newspapers are filled with those pictures of people eating pieces of corn, fried dough, large pumpkins, animals, you name it. They're out there. And that's what it's all about, I guess, with the start of the Topsfield Fair this past Friday. Well, Rick, how are you doing? Did we survive the rain and stuff this weekend?
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, well, you know, I guess it's good for the rhubarb, as they say. And the good news is, of course, we missed the hurricane, which is really great news. So, and good football weekend, rolling right along. This is my second favorite time of year because we get ready for ski season. So it's a little chill in the air, feels pretty good.
Yeah, it is fall, and it's a great time of year for around here. And as much as we like the change of seasons, many of us anyway, that it's also nice to know that later on this week we're going to be pushing 70 degrees again. So that sounds pretty good as well. And you're right, we missed the hurricane, so that's not bad either.
Well, you know, I think what makes it interesting around here is the extremes, because I guess overall the climate is moderate, but boy, we do get some extreme ups and downs and weather changes in a short period of time frequently, and that makes it interesting. And you know, it's part of living on near the coastline in eastern Massachusetts, I guess.
Yeah. Well, in the newspaper again, I'm looking at some of the area headlines, and not a huge North Shore news weekend, from what I understand. But you have a few things happening.
Yeah, a couple of stories, Bill. Actually, neither really very optimistic, but one was a whale was stranded on Front Beach up in Rockport, which I'll get to, but there was a very serious motor vehicle accident in Gloucester late Friday night, early Saturday morning, involving a police officer whose car was hit by an alleged drunk driver. The driver was charged or drunk driving for the third time. The police officer suffered a very serious neck injury. He's the son of a friend of mine, and everybody in Gloucester, of course, is praying for his good health and his and a good recovery, overall recovery. So a very nasty accident on early Saturday morning. And then there was a whale stranded on a beach up in Rockport. And once again, people got together and tried to, it's a small whale, tried to carry the whale back out to the water. They did, and then the whale beached itself again. And environmental and animal experts are saying, you know, leave the whales alone. When a whale or a seal gets beached, it's probably doing that to die anyway. It probably is diseased, and they are very stressed and they are exhausted, so they don't want to go back in the water, apparently. I mean, this is what the paper article says. And I know someone who has taken a course at the New England Aquarium to volunteer, you know, to help out on these things when seals get stranded. And they're very adamant about leaving the seals alone when they get beached. There was one beached up on the rocks in Gloucester this summer, and there was a guy trying to throw it back in the water. And actually the lifeguards came over and said, you know, leave the thing alone. So it's something that, I mean, it's a natural instinct, I think, to try to get the animal back into its environment, but that may not be the best for it. So it's something that I guess we kind of have to be aware of.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it does seem, though, that, Rick, we've seen stories, and I mean, not that long ago, I'm trying to think what the creature was that landed up on shore, but people were praised for pushing them back into the water. Was it a shark, wasn't it? Like a few weeks ago, somewhere or other, that they pushed back.
I think that was a shark, and I think when dolphins or porpoises get beached, they get help. You always see video of they're being held back into the water. So I don't know. I just know what I read in the article, and the article said, I think it was the environmental police officer or the Rockport Harbor Master said, you know, leave the whale alone. They're stressed and they don't want to be moved at that point. But, you know, it's something that I think you need more information on, or check with the experts before you do anything.
Yeah, in my case, if I wash up on shore, do not push me back out in the water. Leave me on the shore. That's what I want. That's how I would like it, I think, you know.
Do they make bracelets for that? You know, little emergency wrist bracelets.
Little do not dump back out in the ocean. Yeah, they might need that. You're right. Yeah.
Me too. So what's going on with you?
Not too much. Not too much. I was away for the weekend, but back. And one of the things I did watch on my DVR, I did watch Saturday Night Live. And I was listening to the radio driving Friday, and they were talking about how they thought on Saturday Night Live they might have both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on the program, but Donald Trump was not on the program, but Hillary Clinton was. So Hillary played, I don't know if you saw it, but she played Val, the bartender, while the woman that plays Hillary Clinton, Kate McKinnon, played Hillary Clinton. And so they had a little role reversal there. But it was a pretty funny bit, But there was no Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. So maybe that'll come another time. I'm sure with the he'll be on there soon if he wasn't on there this past weekend, which he wasn't. So he'll be on there soon, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, he's a consummate entertainer. And I just read about that. And Bill Clinton made a cameo in that?
No, it was the Bill Clinton character.
It
was the actor.
Yeah, it was the actor.
Took a look and saw two of them and said, "Whoa, I'm out of here," basically.
Well, the other thing is, I had an interesting discussion on guns with a friend of mine over the weekend, and it's very disturbing that we can't have a national, rational conversation, and even family members. I can't even talk with family members about it, and it's automatically, whenever you get into a discussion, it automatically reverts into guns rights and everybody should have guns. There's just no, and it's always reverts to, the people who are disturbed should not get the guns, which goes against the idea that everybody's allowed to have a gun. So I hope at some point, Bill, somewhere, that we can have a rational discussion about it. And, with respect to the Constitution and with respect to people's rights and with respect to the fact that something's going on in this country that needs fixing.
Yeah. I think that, personally, though, I think one of the things that bothers me is that we have that we definitely still have these mass shootings. And I personally, as one, I hear where you're coming from, would look at anything that would address that. I mean, in this case, these guns were bought legally, which makes you think, well, that speaks to those people that think maybe we need tighter controls on guns. And that so I think we need to look at that piece. But yet, on the other hand, I also appreciate that that when criminals commit crimes, they don't get their guns legally. They don't care if they get their guns legally. They're just going to get the guns. And there was there's so many inner city shootings, such as in Chicago, and I don't know why we don't care about that. And I don't know why we don't care about these things that are happening in our cities night after night or weekend after weekend. They don't get the news. These other things do get the news, as they should get the news. But these other issues with guns, to me, let's take a look at that. There's something going on there, and people are getting shot, people are getting hurt, and people are getting killed, innocent people, bystanders, and so on. And I think we really need to take a look at that. I don't know why we're not having a conversation on that piece.
Yeah. And the whole thing, and again, I wish it could be, a rational discussion. And everybody has ideas, and maybe among all the ideas that you put on the table, you could hash something out that actually could work.
Right. So, well, I'm sure that's an issue that we'll be coming back to. But you're right. I think that some of the knee-jerk reactions that we have on both sides, actually, are really not advancing the ball, and in fact, just kind of more antagonistic than anything else in this dialogue. All right, and let's see what else we got here. What else do you have, Rick?
Well, just switching over to sports. Tim Kearns got an interview with Coach Bauer after the Beverly game. Looks like Beverly has really asserted itself. They're in a collision course with Marblehead in NEC football. Marblehead. Beating Peabody over the weekend, Gloucester with an impressive win over a very good Revere team, Manchester Essex winning its second game, Danvers coming right back and shutting out Classical, the Prep beating the Malden Catholic. I mean, a great weekend. All the scores in the paper. Great weekend for NEC football. Another great weekend coming up.
Yeah, Danvers had a shutout win over Lynn Classical on Saturday, and a couple of other schools. St. Mary's of Lynn on Saturday night had a healthy lead against Arlington Catholic. Then Arlington Catholic, I think, took a lead in the game very late in the game, fourth quarter. But then St. Mary's picked up the last 18 points in the game to win 36-19. In that contest, Lynn Tech also won over Mystic Valley Saturday morning 27-0, and Fenwick shut out Archbishop Williams. I think they are undefeated. I'm not sure on that Bishop Fenwick on the season. Yes, they are. They're 4-0 on the season. So, and then you've got Beverly, as you mentioned, Rick, right at the top, the only undefeated team overall in the Northeastern Conference. But conference-wise, two teams, 2-0, Marblehead and Beverly going at it on Saturday at Endicott College at noon. So that that looks to be the game of the week.
Yeah, Beverly also, you know, they've scored 132 points and given up only 27 so far. So, boy, they're looking stronger and stronger each week. And what I see in the Globe the other day, maybe it was yesterday, about the power rankings in Division III. And Northeast Conference is looking pretty good right now, and it'd be great. You know, I know we still got 2 months of football left, but it'd be great if we can get back down to Foxborough this year.
Yeah, I also want to point out to people, and whether, you know, they're listening on this or not, but we do hope to be able to put a post up daily with results from the non-football sports, the field hockeys, the girls and boys soccer and so on, cross country and so on, and have it our daily score post, which we have been doing. We initiated that last week, and we hope to be continuing that this week as well. So we have a bunch of things happening on the website, sports-wise, not to mention, of course, the football games. And I think we're going to be taking a look at our football schedule to make sure we've got the right matchups for everyone on this coming weekend. So a lot of big games happening here on the North Shore still to come. But certainly that one, that Marblehead-Beverly game at Endicott, it would be a nice stadium. It should be a not that Hurd Stadium wouldn't have been a nice place to play that game, because it would have been. But anyways, Beverly and Marblehead this coming Saturday, and we'll be looking at our Friday schedule as well.
Yeah, we got some results in, too, over the weekend, Bill, that went up on Saturday or Sunday. I can't even remember now, but they came in from Hamilton, Wenham, and from Beverly with girls sports. So if anybody hasn't checked it out, go check out those reports that came in from, I believe it was field hockey coaches and volleyball coaches. So it is working, yeah.
All right, so we'll keep you posted. We've got a busy week ahead here on msonewsports.com, and you can follow our Twitter feed at msonewsports, msonewsports. So, Rick, anything else to share on this Monday?
Well, no, except it's a busy time both in news and sports, and we'll have plenty of features as we always do in interviews this week, and should be kind of interesting. I'm going to be off this weekend, but Marty Smith will be filling in for me, and we'll be off. We're not going to have North Shore Sports Night tonight or next Monday, so we're going to take 2 weeks off from that, but we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Gotcha. All right, that's going to do it for us today on North Shore Today with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Duell. Have a great week ahead here on msonewsports.com.